Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. It's New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. If you want to send us a message, of course, you can send it in on the text line. That's the Yearwood Performance text line at 505-226-1442, 226-1442. And I tell you, recovering from the Thanksgiving holiday. I think I still have a tryptophan hangover because we didn't have family there to eat it all up. So it's my obligation to eat it all. How'd things go for you, RJ?
I just woke up, David, so I understand completely. No, it was a great time. Had it kind of spaced out with family coming through, and it was a beautiful day. We actually ate most of our dinners outside and everything, so it was...
Well, in New Mexico, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful and be able to do that. But so I got to ask you, did you recover from the Chiefs' victory? Because, you know, it only took a minute 13 to win that game.
No, I called it a pretty close game, and I'm like, you know what, the Kansas City Chiefs are better, just the Raiders had a really good matchup with them. It was a great game overall, and I was talking smack to a few of my Chief fans, just being like, hey, it's going to be closer than you think, and
right.
Hey, it just showed that the Raiders are a team to at least be reckoned with. I mean, they know how to play against the Chiefs.
Which well, is- it definitely was closer for my comfort. I mean, because, you know, Derek Carr just lit it up last time. All those deep balls. I mean, two touchdowns at 50 yards or more. And I mean, it was just unreal. And then you kept watching this game, and it looked like a completely different game, but the finish looked like it was going to be the same.
No, Derek Carr, yeah. The whole season, I mean, he wanted to be a quarterback like, hey, man, I'm really undervalued here. I know I can play, and my stats, they're not the most gaudy every week, but I know how to get a victory. So he wants to prove that he is in the top 12 of quarterbacks, and he's been proving this year with just a few like late game interceptions where you just got to go for the win, man. He had an unreal game.
Yeah, and so gotta let everybody know that we're gonna take a little bit of off season here. We're gonna actually tape the show, so it's not gonna be live. It's just still gonna be a lot of cool stuff. And want to just take a moment to acknowledge Kelly and Kelly, everything that she's done. She's gonna take a little bit of break. But do give her some time to finish up on her degree, you know, and work on that. And hopefully we'll be back, you know, in like, you know, February or something. That's when, you know, Daytona 500 starts. So, well, thank you, Kelly. Definitely appreciate everything that you do. Because, you know, I mean, it's just like, I mean, we're called a team for a reason, right? You know, I mean, I get all the glory, right? You know, cause I got the voice, right? But you know, without you guys, I mean, I can't do this. I can't reach over there and push the buttons. Plus, have you seen how many buttons are on her board?
Oh, she taught me. I tried once and it was a disaster.
I have no idea what they all mean. And it's not like they're marked either.
Oh no.
Right. And I swear that's a conspiracy right there. I think she purposely keeps us dumb.
Hey, she trained me for a little, well, I'm not the person to kind of point out as the smart one around here. So you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, so we'll just let that go. But hey, made the mistake because we talked about pumpkin pie last week. I made the mistake of did you know that there's like flavored whipped creams?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, both of you. Okay. Oh, look at you. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I knew of like two, so I don't know. There's
so peppermint.
Oh no, never heard of that.
Okay, one. Peppermint. Now it was great on the hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as good on the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pretty contrasting.
It was kind of weird, to tell you the truth. But anyway, all right, let's talk some. I know that there's not a lot on the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, but there are a few things that we need to talk about, including Sandia Speedway has got an event starting December 1. which is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's Tuesday?
It's right around the corner, my man.
Wow.
It's something to look forward to.
What do they got going on?
So it's the Lights of Enchantments. It's the Southwest premiere. It's a drive-through Christmas light show that's going on. It's going to have over 350 light displays with over 1 million points of light located in Albuquerque. It's going to be for family, friends, and a good way to enjoy, you know, experience of still going through the Christmas we feel safely in your car, kind of away from everyone, but you can still enjoy the area. It was supposed to be actually last week, but everything just trying to be safe. December 1st is going to be the first day of it opening, and it's going to go throughout the month, it seems like. So it's a good thing to go through Sandia and just enjoy some great lights to get in the Christmas spirit.
Well, I tell you, I mean, you know I used to run Sandia Speedway.
Correct.
We would... He's got to watch having too many lights out there. Because if he keeps the people up at the penitentiary, we might hear about that. Because believe it or not, I remember when we would get complaints that it was too noisy. Hmm. You know, and I thought, okay, at least we didn't get any complaints from the rats at the landfill, right? Because we were conveniently between the jail and the landfill. So anyway, but, no, it ought to be something cool to do and get out there. And of course, you know, a lot of the other things don't start until January. But talk about some dirt track racing people could go see right after the new year.
So we're talking about Alien Speedway, what's going on. So January 2nd, so legit the day after New Year, it's the annual 250-lap enduro racing that they're going to have out there. So it's going to be starting at 2 p.m. All the races usually start at 7, but the enduro is this amazing long race that they kind of have planned out. So it's going to start at 2 p.m. with a $75 entry to win a pretty crisp, it looks like a $2,500 prize. So it's something that you want to be out there for.
Wow.
Spencer's already planning. I mean, he's getting ready right now. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's pretty tremendous. I mean, $2,500. And that would be a way, because you wouldn't have to pay taxes on that for, you know, 663 days. Right? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, they better do it, you know, a 1099 on that bad boy. Would keep themselves out of trouble. But there is some motocross going on. I mean, you can still get some practice out there. As a matter of fact, I mean, Jason Anderson was out there doing some practice. I mean, you know, you got world-class athlete. You got to keep yourself fit. And, you know, and of course, he's from Edgewood. So that's pretty cool to be able to do that. But what's they got some practice sessions or like another protest going on?
Yeah, so this is what's planned right now. It's not officially set in stone, so of course you want to go the week of to kind of make sure that these events are going on. But it's the Race for Your Rights protest round 10 of their practicing. So Saturday, December 5th, it will be from 10 to 3, so a good long time to get ready. And then December 6th, it will be the practice from 8 a.m., and racing starts at 9. So bright and early December 6th is a good way to kind of get rolling, but everything we just got to keep forward to. But Moriarty's been doing stuff amazingly recently, and spacing out everyone, making sure it's safe, and, you know, It's a fun time out there for sure. There's enough area.
Oh, there's plenty of area. Let's talk a little bit about car cruises.
Yeah, so there's a few cool ones. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of them on Facebook where they're just kind of planning their own. So we can't, you know, we're not going to go into detail on all of them, but there's this one that's going on tomorrow. So it's actually a birthday cruise that someone's planning. So Michael Vanderslice, it's his 74th birthday, and they're going to meet at the Harbor Freight's parking lot from Montebello Manal, and cruise will start around 4, but just go around kind of tramway and through that area of Albuquerque where it's nice and... It's still, like I said, the weather is so amazing out here in Albuquerque, where we're going to plan these, it seems like, all year round. So just an example of one where people are playing their own and getting groups together where, hey, we can still celebrate our cars, and it's a fun time for sure. So happy birthday to him, and thank you for kind of putting together a show for everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, people just need to get out and do stuff. And you know, what a way, you know, to be able to do it. I mean, you could go to a drive-in and watch the president speak or the president-elect speak. Or whatever, you know, I'm not sure what's going on there. But let's stay focused on things we can control. What about charity drives? I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to give back at this time of year.
Yeah, and usually there's a bunch of, it's a lot of different areas that kind of run one. And one that's kind of decided is the Children's Cancer Fund of New Mexico is planning a charity drive. And it's for New Mexico to help a family cope with education, emotional and financial hardships to kind of help out, you know, the people that really need it, that, you know, it's really unexpected disease that when you get cancer. So it's a thing where it's from It's starting at noon. It's on Candelaria and Edith, kind of that area. And just a thing where you could drive by, drop off a toy, and hopefully there's going to be some cars kind of parked around where, hey, it's a drive through. Let's kind of relax and enjoy the people that come through and kind of support the people that really need it. So
absolutely. All right. We're going to talk on the other side. Really a lot of controversy on social media post season on a lot of things as to, you know, if you had to go the rest of your life, you know, and remove one of the motorsports, which would it be? So we had a lot of involvement and a lot of opinion on that. So we're going to talk about that on the other side, including we're going to do a wrap up. We're going to have Susan Wade from Auto Week. She's going to come on and do a wrap up, you know, kind of the 2020, drag racing season. You know, because a lot of different things happened there. They had to shorten the season, finish the championship. They didn't have their, you know, 10 race, championship, event, going on. So, gonna, you know, talk a little about that. Last week we talked about contrasting Formula One season already being over. And of course, you know, they've got a race at Bahrain, going on this weekend. So there's three races left in their schedule. NASCAR didn't decide a winner until the final race. So we're going to talk a little bit about how NHRA fits into that as well. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to the ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Your own person. Just be yourself and hang with friends who encourage you to be who you are and not who they want you to be. Be above the influence of alcohol and drugs. The Bernalillo County DWI program.
It's Stinkin' Good Septic Service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinkin' Good Septic Service. 898-3936. 898-3936.
Business owners, it's one thing to have your doors closed during the coronavirus shutdown. It's another when criminals break in and do even more damage. Enough is enough. I'm Aaron Jones, owner of International Protective Service, IPS. My business here is to watch your business while you're away with a highly trained armed guard or 24-hour patrol. Call IPS at 897-2420 or go to ipsglobal.com. Commercial burglaries are increasing. Let IPS defend your business. Right now, you've got enough to worry about.
For almost 50 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite stop. Thank you for your continued business during this time of crisis. Clark's still has curbside pickup and free delivery in the Albuquerque metro area, keeping you and your pets safe, locally owned and operated, with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. Clark's is committed to you and your pets. Shot clinics are also available by walk-in. Check the website for days and times. 11200 Manal or 4914 Lomas. ClarksPets.com.
Toltec Brewing on Albuquerque's west side has delicious and made-from-scratch grub and is offering to-go options. Grab your crowlers and growlers today. Check out their $25 to-go special. It includes two juicy made-fresh green chili cheeseburgers, two sides of fries, and growler of your choice, all for just $25. Why support big box stores or chains when you can indulge in great food and delicious New Mexican craft brew? To order online and view hours of operation, go to ToltecBrewing.com, ToltecBrewing.com.
The Toyota High School Scholarship Challenge 2021 is on now, presented by your Albuquerque Santa Fe Toyota dealers, including Toyota of Santa Fe. Qualifying graduating high school seniors can earn a share of $60,000 in scholarship awards. That's right, a share of $60,000 in scholarship awards. Visit ToyotaScholarship505.com now for more details. Don't miss out. Visit ToyotaScholarship505.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. We've done a great job saving water, so let's keep it up and keep watering by the numbers. One day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down in the fall. No sprinklers from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and don't forget to water your trees. That way, Albuquerque and your elephant will have plenty of water and plenty of trees for years to come. A message from the Water Authority.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Throat of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. Hey, and just reminding you with, you know, kind of all the restrictions we have with the governor, a lot of businesses are still open, maybe have, 25% of the amount of normal people could be in. So as we talked to Jim Costa early in the year, this is a perfect time to quarantine yourself in your garage, right? You know, so, I've seen a lot of great builds on Facebook. People are actually, posting things that they're working on. I'm going to tell you that when we get to the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of cool-looking cars that were done over the break, and we hope to cover as many of them as possible. But if you need to get some parts, I mean, the best way to do is just go get it locally, especially when, you're able to work on that project almost more. Plus, you get the expertise of being able to talk to the guys there. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been getting that done. Your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. And now, more than ever, to be able to get that information, get the right parts, and be able to work moving forward. Of course, you all know where they're located, 341 Eubank. That's just south of I-40. And, of course, you can check them out online, yearwoodperformance.com. Buy local, save time and money, Yearwood Performance. And so, we talk about, what do we do in the off season? Well, of course, you get on social media, right? And so that's exactly what Spencer did on Thursday evening, November 24th. So right before Thanksgiving, which I thought the timing was fantastic. And he posted a question, which are you okay with never seeing again? Wow. I mean, that's pretty significant. Like, never again. Your choices were NASCAR, number one, number two, NHRA, number three, Formula One, and number four, World of Outlaws. Now, of course, World of Outlaws, gotta have some dirt, in there so that we could kind of, balance that out. And I tell you, it's funny how social media works that all of a sudden we get like, we had a reach of almost 41,000. I mean, our couch potato car shows and the gallery aren't reaching those kind of numbers, with an engagement of over 8,000. Now, it's funny because there's a lot of these polls, right? And, a lot of people, I'm not going to say take them seriously, but really kind of get involved. And I was actually amazed. We had 109 shares. That means people would express their opinion and share it. We had over 1,400 comments. 257 reactions, and we did all that with no boosting. That's just, that's just people expressing their opinion. Pretty significant. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of those numbers. Those of you that are on Facebook Live that are watching, you can go back. You can just look at under the New Mexico Motorsports Report, at NM Motorsports Report, and look at the post on the 24th, and you can still get involved. I mean, it's not like that stuff ever goes away, right? So the interesting thing about that is, it never goes away. So just kind of watch your mouth. There was only one of them that was actually pulled down because, you can't say that on the internet. Other than every tweet that the president does, you can't say that on the internet. What I was blown away by is it was pretty evenly split that people don't want to see NASCAR ever again. I was pretty amazed by that. Formula One. Okay. I know that there's a lot of people that just don't watch Formula One. NHRA. So it was about a third there. And the World of Outlaws, nobody seemed to, very few people seemed to be like, hey, get rid of the World of Outlaws. So, I was thinking about that. So what caused, those numbers to go like that? Okay. So NASCAR, of course, we all know there's a bunch of haters out there, and of course, I grew up road racing. And so, including Walter Holowa, who, you know, is a local road racer, just went out and drove COTA a couple of weeks ago. So he does get out there, and his quote was, NASCAR is not real racing. So, like I said, I grew up around, you know, road racing, you know, started with go-karts, you know, and, you know, worked my way up through there. We didn't have a local track here, a road racing track until 2000, when it got built out at Sandia and opened. And so we've had, you know, 20 years of road racing, so we didn't have to, you know, pull 8 hours to go any direction to, you know, to go to Denver or to go to Dallas, go to, you know, Phoenix. I mean, that's where you'd have to go. And so, you know, there's a lot of haters, you know, there because it's like, well, you know, you turn left and right, you know, versus, you know, just turning left. NHRA, I think that, you know, a lot of the people that didn't, you know, that kind of voted, I don't want to see that again. I think it's just kind of that's a little lack of education. A lot of people, that's probably one of the more fan favorites, right? Because that's the one thing about NASCAR is they do say on the short tracks, you know, you can see the whole track. Road racing, the big, you know, slap against road racing is you can only see a corner. You know, you can't see the rest of the track unless you got, you know, the big screen up there. And, you know, NHRA is one of those things that, you know, you have to feel the power. Jerry Higginbotham basically said Formula One's too boring. Now, my wife has said before, and she could care less about racing. We've talked about that many times. But she said that it likewise. She goes, "Oh, well, why do you even watch it? Hamilton's going to win." I mean, Hamilton's now what, you know, won 92 races. He's got the most victories all time. Just tied Michael Schumacher for 7 championships. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about later that he also got knighted. You know, so I mean that's pretty cool. That's pretty significant. Of course, you know, anyway, I was going to make a comment about that, but we'll save that for later. Ryan Kotz said, I don't trust anyone who says number 4. So clearly a dirt track racing fan. And, you know, and what's funny is the number of dirt racing fans that hate NASCAR or, you know, the number of people that I think are still closet NASCAR fan watchers that like to talk about how they don't do it, they don't watch anymore. How many NFL fans now don't watch the NFL because of the kneeling, right? You know, because there's a principle, you know, kneeling during the national anthem, which this is America, right? That's what makes us great is the fact that, you know, people can have different opinions and yet we can still get along. I mean, for the most part, I mean, I guess look at our presidential election. I mean, it's pretty 50-50. So maybe we can't, but anyway, Ed Bauman, he said, I'm a dirt racing fan for sure, but I've been to a few NHRA races. If the fuel cars don't get the hair to stand up on the back of your neck, check your pulse. Coolest motorsport I've ever been to. Now, see, there's a perfect example of why, whenever I get asked these questions, I always ask for context. Right, it's like, you know, and of course my wife just rolls her eyes. It's like you never get a straight answer out of you, right? It turns into a 20-minute explanation, and just so that you're all counting right now, I'm only at 9 minutes on this, so I still got a good 11 minutes to go. Of course, you could, you know, you could text me right here on the Euro Performance text line at, you know, what is our text line?
242-226-1440.
There you go. I don't even know because I don't text myself. Probably should. You know, because I do have voices in my head. But anyway, I digress on that, but it's pretty interesting. So, you know, a lot of people, I think, in Formula One also, Formula One is not well marketed in the United States. We've talked about that several times, that you know, Liberty Media is going to work on that and try and bring it into the United States. Because I do think about, you know, road racing back in the 70s and 80s, and really it was like, you know, race on, you know, win on Sunday, sell on Monday. And there was dealerships of, you know, all over the, you know, the country that would attest to that. Even though the cool things you could find on the internet was on YouTube, I found this thing about, you know, the top 10 cheaters in racing, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I've had this conversation with several people, you know, about, you know, the number of times that there's contact in turn 4, you know, you take a driver out to win a race. And, you know, is that right? Is that wrong? Is that cheating? What is that? My adage was, don't let him get to the bumper if you don't want to spin him out. Now, I mean, I've been spun out. I've been hit. I mean, I've doored somebody before. I've been on both sides of that. Driven down in the dirt, you know, in a circle track car. I mean, I've hit people, you know, in a road racing car. Not on purpose, because it was an open wheel car, and it went airborne. So, you know, I didn't really do that on purpose, but I've also had, you know, pieces break going into turn one. So a lot of different things happen. But anyway, I was just amazed at the number of people, and of course the how equal it was. You know, I mean, and just the explanations and all the haters and all the different reasons for it. But passion is what I appreciate. And the fact that, you know, people got involved. So, if you're listening, you want to go out, you know, at NM Motorsports Report on Facebook, and put your word in. It's amazing. If your group gets big enough, it always regresses to the mean. Okay. So, was that math or statistics early in the morning? So I apologize for that. What it means is eventually everything just kind of, evens out, and then you realize just how polarizing it is, because all of it's pretty impressive. And all of it helps, you know, build motorsports. And we're really kind of in this together, because versus the ball and stick sports that dominate this station, this is our only little reprieve from being able to do that. ESPN stepped up, and they're sponsoring Formula One. You get to see the races on ESPN. So they chose, for whatever reason, to try and reach more of a world market. Than just to reach the American market, because, you know, I mean, that's really where NASCAR is. Anyway, on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit of drag racing, and I'd like to find out from Susan Wade her perspective on why more people don't follow NHRA. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hola, Uncle Kirchick. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply 884 Racing. Está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 de Team.
During the shutdown, you still need the finest jewelry, gold, diamonds, and repairs. Visit HarrisJewelersNM.com. Getting married? They have wedding sets for all tastes, styles, and budgets, plus custom design and CAD service and a full selection of quality diamonds, beautiful colored gemstones, and timepieces. Don't see what you want? Call for a personalized concierge service. 23% off all in-stock merchandise. Mention 1017 The Team and receive an extra 10% off. In-stock merchandise only. See website for details. Harris Jewelers and Gemologists in Rio Rancho.
At Law for Small Business, we know you didn't start your business to worry about legal problems. That's why business owners everywhere are turning to Law for Small Business. We're not your ordinary law firm. We're on the cutting edge of business law, delivering most services to our clients via the internet. Many of our legal services are flat fee, and all our work is handled by actual attorneys and paralegals. Visit L4SB.com for easy and affordable access to legal solutions for your business. That's L as in law, the number 4, S as in small, B as in business.com.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today on the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
I'm Erin, and this is my life with California Closets. I've always said, and I repeat this to everybody, the first time I finally felt grown up was when I walked in to my beautiful pantry, and I was like, okay, now I have made it.
Yes.
My pantry completely changed the way that I'm able to cook, the way that I'm able to keep things organized. It's made my life so much easier, but it's also made it happier because I just like looking at it every day.
visit a showroom or schedule your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
What's in your closet? The hidden treasures in your home are worth instant cash or loan. At Crown Jewels and Coin, we pay top dollar for fine jewelry, diamonds, sterling silver, gold coins and bullion, even fine art and luxury goods. We also deal in Native American jewelry and art, plus Rolex and other fine watches. Bring us the treasures you no longer want, and we'll put them to work for the cash you need. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And as I promised, we're going to talk some NHRA this morning, and joining us is Susan Wade. Hey, how you doing this morning, Susan?
Hey, good morning, David and gang. How are you?
We're doing real good. So let's let the listeners know, I mean, Susan, you've been covering all types of motorsports for over 45 years. Spent the last 25 years mainly focused on NHRA. And as we look back at the 2020 season, that's got to be unprecedented. You probably haven't seen anything similar to that.
No, nothing. And I don't think, I mean, it's just a microcosm of what's going on in the world. No business has probably seen anything like 2020. I think we're all ready to say good riddance to that. So.
Absolutely. And as we were talking in the previous segment, we did a post on Facebook, just one of those like informal polls. And if you could go without seeing one ever again, would it be NASCAR, NHRA, Formula One, or World of Outlaws? And of course, World of Outlaws, New Mexico is such a dirt racing community. We were kind of, you know, focused on that. We didn't realize we were going to get so much engagement. I mean, almost 41,000 was the reach on that post. And I was amazed at how, NASCAR, NHRA, and Formula One all kind of got about a third of the vote. It seems like pretty much most people, either they didn't know what World Outlaws was or don't seem to be bothered by it. But I was absolutely amazed that, you know, roughly a third of the population didn't care if they ever saw another drag race before. Doesn't that blow your mind?
That's kind of sad and scary, actually.
Well, that's true.
And you know what? NHRA should be scared about that. They've got a lot of work to do. They've got a lot of great things going on for 2021, but I think they've got a lot of work ahead of them too. You know, so wow, that's amazing. And if you ask me, I wouldn't know which to say. You know, because I've never seen a Formula One race in person.
There you go.
And I'd love to. I think I'm really curious about learning something new and kind of immersing myself. I don't know quite where to start exactly, but Outlaws is great. I mean, they're all great. Maybe I would say NASCAR. I think they need, I kind of think it would be more engaging if NASCAR stopped changing all those rules so we could figure out what's going on, you know. But I like them all. I don't want any of them to go away, you know.
Well, and I actually agree with that particular point. Is we don't have enough saturation anyway with motorsports. I mean, it's all ball and stick sports. I mean, NBA, Major League Baseball, of course, NFL is like the king. And you know, and how each one of them had to deal with COVID, you know, and how that affected everything. But I'm almost curious if it's also the difference between watching it on TV and live, because as you mentioned, there's nothing more amazing than going, you know, Top Fuel or Funny Cars at a national level. I mean, I think that is so much more significant to feel the power and see what's going on. That I think that if we rephrase that question as to what would we rather see live, I think we might see a complete change in the answer there.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I think If you see an NHRA drag race, I think you'd fall in love with it. You would be overwhelmed by it. You would be intrigued by it. You know, I don't think you would ever forget it. And I think that's the difference with NHRA. And seeing it live does make a huge difference. And Fox does a great job putting it on, but on TV. But until we get smell-o-vision and, you know, you can get sound surround and all that stuff, but it's not the same. You just can't capture all the senses that we always call it a sensory overload experience, and that's really what it is. Well, all senses.
I completely agree, because if you contrast, say, Formula One, you can't see the whole track in most cases. And that's I think, one of the harder things to sit, you know, in a corner. And now, of course, you know, you only have to wait like less than a minute for them to get around, you know, a road course. It's really quite quick. But I think that when you contrast that to, say, a World of Outlaws race, also you can see the majority of the racetrack. NHRA, for the most part, you can see the quarter mile. Get yourself in the right place. I think that's part of what contributes to, I think, the local aspect of going to a drag race.
True, and you're a winner every few seconds, you know.
Right.
People have the attention span of a gnat anymore. I mean, it's like we've been Sesame Streetized or whatever the word is, but we want things fast right now, and we want instant gratification, and you get that with the NHRA, and you're right. And the same thing for what you're saying about where you can't see the track all the time on an F1 race. You can't see it on the IndyCar street races.
Yep.
So, on the ovals. Yeah, some ovals you can't see either, but
right.
So yeah, and yes, it is only a minute or so, but we want something now. I mean,
right.
That's just the nature. So I would think that NHRA would really appeal to people because of this super fast, super something always going on. You know, every second of the day. So I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't gone back to its, you know, like 1960s appeal.
Right.
You know? So, I got to tell you, the NHRA, I'm just amazed it's lasted 70 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be celebrating its 70th year in 2021, and I can't believe with this business model that it's had for the last couple decades at least, and certainly currently, I'm just shocked that it's still in business. To tell you the truth.
Well, no, I strongly agree. And of course, you know, your career, majority of your career has been writing for newspapers. And so,
mm-hmm.
and so now you start to contrast, all the opinion pieces on social media. You know, where's the depth? Where is the being able to get to the people that have the information, right? And it's almost like we're battling that on a media side as well. So it's not just racing and what's happening on the racetrack. It's actually what's happening in delivering the information. And I think that has a lot to do with all the great drag racing magazines, right, that now are either not being published, went out of business, whatever, that I think also it's the drivers in the stories, right? You know, and I think that's also one of the things that affects viewership or opinion about a piece. Like, of course, you know, we had 1,400 people give us their opinion. How many of those are really professionals? How many of those, you know, I mean, it's just somebody's opinion. But like you said, that should be scary for the people that are producing the NASCAR, because without the eyeballs and the buyers and stuff, none of the sports are going to be able to continue to exist.
Yes, it's scary, but it's so true. It is so true. No, it really is, and it's like I think the people who actually still cover races live, I think we're kind of missing the boat on some of it too, because as you said, the stories of the racers, that's just what's the human interest element is so, you know, important, and that's the hook. You know, for me, that's the hook. It's like, who are these people? I mean, you can't tell one from another when they're, you know, you see them in the car, but it's like, who's under that helmet? What do they do? What are they all about? And And I think that those of us who are still in the game kind of cover it wrong. You know, we talk about who won and whatever. There are a couple of major outlets that you're gonna find your answers there, like who won and all that, but who set a record, were their records set, and that sort of thing. But I think this, the story behind the story, that's maybe we're not helping. Maybe we in the media aren't helping, because maybe if we made these people more excited, that's how NASCAR became the NASCAR we know now, or that we've known for the last, you know, 20, 30 years, because they went Madison Avenue. They went from moonshine to Madison Avenue. They became obsessed with truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They became exciting characters. People got into, oh, I'm a Tony Stewart fan, I'm a Dale Earnhardt fan, I'm a whatever fan, and Jeff Gordon fan, and they watched with passion. They watched with loyalty to a particular type of racer or a particular racer, you know. So maybe we're not doing as good a job as we should to get these NHRA characters out there, because there are plenty of characters there. So
yeah. Well, Susan, let me have you hold over to the other side, because, as we say, we have to pay a few bills. I mean, because that's what keeps us on the air. But we'll hold you on the other side, and let's talk about the 2020 season, and let's, you know, get into a little bit of the drivers and maybe some of those stories that weren't as highlighted. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.
The team.
Sorry about that.
All good. Hey
Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hans Whitler Automotive is your home for European auto repair. We service Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Mini, and Volkswagen. Call 294-7684 or visit HansWhitlerAutoGroup.com to schedule your appointment. Located on Elizabeth and Central and on Wilshire between Alameda and Paseo.
Attention contractors. JPR has just opened its construction supply company in Rio Rancho at 103 Industrial Park Loop. We have a large selection of tools, curing compounds, rebar, wire mesh, and so much more. JPR Construction Supply, 588-3010.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels. Plumbing, heating, and air.
Adam Deal here for Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Daniels continues to deliver comfort solutions and affordable financing. Call Daniels. They have the solution to meet your needs with the abilities to remove 99.5% of all airborne viruses, mold, bacteria, and allergens from your home or business. Daniels for plumbing, heating, and of course, your air conditioning and air quality needs.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 9 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is shop smart, buy smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 9 years running. Lomas near Washington, visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
To those who love the grind, run with us on a John Deere Gator UV. Because your daily routine may change, but the land stays the same. There's still ground to cover and a herd to keep in line. Out here, the work never stops. So keep going on a Gator UV with the power to forge ahead. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Visit Desert Greens Equipment in Albuquerque or New Mexico Tractor Sales in Berlin. And find us online at DesertGreensEquipment.com.
The Juliet Eye Institute, created by Dr. Robert F. Melendez, is accepting new patients for eye exams, LASIK, and cataract surgery. Call 355-2020 or visit JulietEye.com. That's JulietEye.com.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts. 250-6500.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. Better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Hey, why don't you give us an update on what's coming up there, RJ?
Yeah, coming up on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, today we're going to have at 9 a.m. the Team Golf Show with Dave Garcia. At 1:30, we're going to have the Iron Bowl, which is Auburn at Alabama. And at 5:30, we're going to have Georgia at South Carolina. So some SEC football matchups. Then tomorrow, we're going to have at 11 a.m. the Las Vegas Raiders against the Atlanta Falcons. Going on at 2:30 with the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs against the Buccaneers.
Okay, so I got a little fist bump. Those on Facebook Live saw a little fist bump. But I'll get Susan back on. Hey, Susan, we were talking a little bit about some of the characters in NASCAR, maybe some of the less-known stories. Of course, 2020, you had John Force Racing, decide to kind of, sit on the sidelines. But what are maybe some of the other stories that people are not quite as aware of and some of the characters for 2020?
Well, first of all, we had a couple of new winners, which was really pretty cool. And in Pro Stock Bike, we had Ryan Ayler, who's a real character. And he's a really smart young businessman, and he sees all the business opportunities at the racetrack. And so he was kind of a victory waiting to happen. And same with Scotty Polachek. And Scotty's been to, I don't know how many finals, five or six, never could score the victory, and he finally did, and he's a nice young guy, and then you had a whole bunch of new faces in Pro Stock. You had, four second generation guys. Oh, I don't know, maybe five, We had Robert River, Mason McGahey, Kyle Koretsky, Aaron Stanfield, Troy Coughlin Jr. I mean, just a whole bunch of new blood in those classes, and I like the one in Funny Car. There weren't a lot of new people in Funny Car, but I liked Alex Milodinovich, which is a mouthful, but he's really a cool guy. He and his brother built their Funny Car, their Nitro Funny Car, in his brother's garage.
Wow.
Yeah, and they brought it to Indianapolis, and he thought, I thought I'd never get to go to Indianapolis, and he was all excited, and of course I had four chances to do that, but which was unusual this year, but as Indiana, opened up and let everybody come in, which was thank God for Indiana, because they kept things going, but I'm not sure NHRA would have gotten over the hump if they hadn't, but anyway, back to Alex, he's just so excited, and to see that joy again is that was kind of unusual, to see that, and without, like I said, without John Force, it kind of turned out to be the Don Schumacher, sweep or whatever, but they ran up three, they have 358 trophies now.
Wow.
Yeah, and 67 Nitro doubles when they win at the same race they win the Top Fuel and Funny Car final rounds, and 67 times. That's mind blowing right there. That is new. They aren't new faces, but it was something to see. That's for sure. It was like when Steve Torrance mowed everybody down and won all the countdown races in a couple of years ago in 2019. So that was really interesting.
Do you feel that's a reflection of the fact that it was kind of a ambiguous season, shortened season? I mean, the whole playoffs, changed in the whole bit, that you were able to see some other people that would come in and be able to maybe hand build a car versus the big teams?
Yeah, I do. I think it was a chance for them to shine, and some of them took advantage of it, and good for them, you know. And in the bikes, Matt Smith dominated, but it was his fourth championship. But I mean, you know, the Harleys weren't on their game, and then Harley left at the end of the year. So things are changing. You're going to see some new faces. We got a lot of young kids who are either licensed and haven't gotten any sponsorship, or who have maybe run a few races, two or three, maybe one or two, and you're going to see them, if they can get some sponsorship, then you're going to see a lot of new faces in Top Fuel. You got Chris Karamazinas is, what is he, 90 years old? I mean, literally, I think he's like 90 years old. And his granddaughter is going to take over his car, you know. And wow. So she's going to run for a few races. That's Krista Baldwin. Then you've got Brandon Welch. You've got Matt Sackman and Corey Michalik, who have both licensed but just haven't had a chance to get out there on the track. And then you've got Jordan Vandergriff is still sitting on the sidelines waiting for some sponsorship to come his way. And he had a great rookie year, in 2019. So,
yeah.
So, and it's interesting, this actually shows that NHRA is prospering at least a little bit, because Don Schumacher's talking about bringing out a fourth Top Fuel dragster.
Wow.
And the rumor is, there are lots of rumors, as always, because that's what NHRA is, just turns on rumors. They love that stuff. But the rumor is, the hottest rumor is that Tony Stewart is going to be driving that Top Fuel dragster.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, no, I haven't heard that. But I'm just thinking, there's listeners probably really excited to hear about all of this news. How is the best way for them to follow you?
Well, you can look at Auto Week or Competition Plus or Speed Sport News. And occasionally on Dragzine magazine, dragzine.com. So, yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, what I'd heard also, Tony Stewart's also working on that Legend series with NASCAR and bringing back some of the Legend drivers. But I want to wish you a happy and safe, holiday season, and really appreciate you. I look forward to what we can collaborate on in 2021, so I really appreciate you coming on this morning, because I know it's earlier out there.
It is, but not that much, just an hour difference from you guys, so we can get up early, so, yeah, no, thank you for having me, because I have so many things to tell, so, it's not me, it's NHRA, the material is just so rich, so thanks for letting me share some of it.
Absolutely, all right, that's Susan Wade. Of course, you can check her out on Auto Week. A Googler. She's got a great little blog that she's doing too, called Thoughts Racing. You can go to thoughtsracing.com, check that out. But we do a lot more work with her. I feel like, over the years, we haven't talked enough, drag racing. We continue to try and work on, on motorcycle racing as well. So if you're listening and you have a passion for that, send us an email, nmmotorsportsreport@gmail.com. We'd really like to work on getting some more correspondence and stuff as we move forward. But once again, thank you, Kelly, for everything you do. Thank you, RJ. And, of course, all you listeners, thank you for tuning in every week here on ESPN Radio.
1017, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque. your flagship station for New Mexico United Soccer.